Harvey Shields is a leader with the Cape Fox Dancers in Saxman, and he remembers the months, even years, it sometimes takes to plan and prepare for celebration in Juneau. Of course, there's practicing song and dance. Then there's all the fundraising to pay for transportation and lodging for as many as 100 people in the dance group.
We all go by ferry as far as being the least amount for the dance group, you know. It was really hard to take that many on a plane.
And there's creating new regalia, especially for kids who are just learning the songs, dances, and stories themselves.
I really enjoy watching and seeing the younger kids being a big part of it, because they're the one that's going to take over what we've been doing for a lot of years.
Celebration started in 1982 when only a few hundred Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people met in Juneau. Now, held every 2 years, it has since grown to be one of the largest cultural gatherings in Alaska. But Celebration is not happening this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Shields understands.
The elders have to be taken care of very special, because that's who we look up to.
This is downtown Juneau now. Missing are the parades of several thousand people dressed in their colorful regalia, drumming and singing through downtown Juneau. The convention center, where nearly 50 dance groups would perform continuously for days, is silent. Instead, Celebration has gone virtual this year, with popular events like the Juried Art Show and a fashion show held online.
I think there's a lot of people right now that are heartbroken in the Yukon that want to be at Celebration.
Juanita Kramer counts about 450 other Tlingit around her community of Teslin, Yukon. She says it's always a powerful experience to meet up with so many Tlingit from Southeast Alaska and beyond.
And a lot more language speakers, a lot more knowledge carriers than we realize. So it's really just it reinvigorates my soul to go to Celebration and see Tlingit dancers and language and culture, our foods, brought to the forefront.
Kramer says a lot of people have developed relationships and created bonds up and down the coast because of Celebration. For Shields, it's also about rediscovering forgotten family connections. He says it's not uncommon to meet a family member at Celebration and not even know it at first. But then everyone names their parents and grandparents and where they're from, siblings, aunties and uncles.
That gets them to thinking, well, that's my aunt as well, and that's my uncle. And that's my aunt and uncle as well. So from there, that's where it comes out, you know.
Celebration 2020 has been rescheduled for June 2021. In the meantime, Kramer says they've been filling the void by watching previous Celebration events on social media. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.